OpenAI has pushed its IPO back to 2027, and the reasons cited, executive exodus, internal turmoil, are vague enough to raise more questions than they answer. What we know is that the company has seen significant departures at the senior level over the past year, and the structure of the organization, which has been transitioning from a nonprofit-controlled entity to a for-profit structure, has created genuine friction about governance, equity arrangements, and strategic direction.
From a business analysis standpoint, the IPO delay is a significant signal. OpenAI was reportedly targeting a valuation somewhere in the range of $150 billion at peak optimism. That number has been discussed in various funding rounds. But going public requires a level of financial transparency and governance stability that a company in the middle of internal restructuring genuinely cannot demonstrate credibly. Investors want audited financials, clear board composition, and predictable executive leadership. Right now, OpenAI has none of those things locked down.
The executive departures matter beyond the IPO question because they represent institutional knowledge leaving. Several of the key figures who shaped OpenAI's safety research approach and model architecture have departed over the past 18 months. When you lose that depth of expertise, you don't just lose individuals, you lose the accumulated judgment about why certain decisions were made. Reconstructing that takes years.
There's also a competitive dimension. Google's DeepMind, Anthropic, Meta AI, and a growing field of Chinese AI companies have all continued developing while OpenAI's internal situation has been turbulent. The window in which ChatGPT had a commanding public mindshare lead has narrowed considerably. Delaying a public offering another full year gives competitors more time to establish enterprise relationships and developer ecosystems that OpenAI would want to lock in before going public.
Which brings me to the security story, because the ChatGPT Mac history feature storing conversation data completely unencrypted is not a small thing. When you use ChatGPT on your Mac and the conversation history is stored locally, what the security researchers found is that this data sits in a plain text database that any application with file system access can read. No special permissions required, no credentials needed. If you have malware on your Mac, or if someone else has physical access to your machine, your entire ChatGPT conversation history is readable.
People need to understand what that actually means in practice. If you've used ChatGPT to draft legal documents, discuss medical situations, work through financial decisions, anything sensitive, that data is sitting on your local drive in a format that's no more protected than a text file. The security standard for this kind of application should be encryption at rest, which is not technically difficult. This is a basic implementation choice.
OpenAI has acknowledged the issue and says a fix is in progress. But the fact that this shipped at all, a major consumer AI product with a glaring security gap in a feature specifically designed to retain sensitive user history, raises legitimate questions about the security review processes inside the company. And it connects back to the IPO story, because institutional investors doing due diligence are going to look at incidents like this as evidence of operational maturity problems.
This is where the Tornado Cash founder's argument becomes relevant in an interesting way. Roman Storm, one of the Tornado Cash founders, was convicted partly on the theory that operating a software tool that criminals used for money laundering makes you legally responsible for those transactions. His argument now is that the DOJ's logic, applied consistently, would implicate Google and OpenAI for the ways their tools are used. It's a provocative framing, and as a legal argument, it's probably not going to succeed in appellate courts. But as a policy argument about where liability should attach in software infrastructure cases, it's genuinely substantive.
The Tornado Cash case established something that software developers find alarming, that writing and deploying immutable open source code that others use for illegal purposes can constitute criminal facilitation. The counterargument, which Storm is making loudly, is that this principle, if consistently applied, would reach deep into the technology industry. ChatGPT has certainly been used to draft phishing emails and fraud schemes. The distinction the DOJ draws is intent and control, but those lines are blurrier in practice than in theory.
It's the kind of legal question that's going to define the liability landscape for AI companies over the next decade, And the fact that it's being raised by someone who just went through the criminal justice system gives it an urgency that more abstract policy debates don't have.